Okay, today's shiur is Mitzvah 291, Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Aleph, the Isser of Sirus. The Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, Perachav Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalid, at the end of the discussions of Ba'al Mum, which we've had the past couple of days, Torah tells us, Uma'uch v'kasus v'nasuch v'charus, any of these types of mumin, all these types of mumin are mutilations in the genital area of an animal, lo sakriv v'lashem, all of those are excluded from being brought as a karban. And the Torah adds three words, uba'artzachem lo sa'asu, and in your lands, do not do this. So we learn out from that phrase, uba'artzachem lo sa'asu, that not only is it usur to bring a mutilated karban, a karban animal, which has mutilated genital area as a karban, but it's usur to do that, usur to create that in an animal and in a person as well. The Rashi tells us, davar zeh l'sareis shum behema v'chaya afilu tmeya. It's usur to castrate, it's also to do sirus to any animal, chaya, even non-kosher. In contrast to the previous mitzvahs, which is all about karbanos, this is a mitzvah, an iser, that is einatuliya ba'aretz. As Rashi says, sirus is not a chovas ha'aretz, it's a chovas haguf. This is the source of the iser of sirus, the iser of castration of animals or people. Says the chinuch, Shalom Nisaris Echon Mikol Aminim. It's usur to be Misaris any being. Lo Adam, velo Behema, velo Oaf. Not people, not animals, not birds. The Minchas Chinuch has a suffix about fish. That's not clear in Os Aleph, but either way, it applies to Adam Behema Va'of. Shneamar uba'artzachem lo sasu. Acher shazochar kasuf uma'uch v'kasus v'nasuf v'karus. Once the Torah mentions these, shu nomar kulo al klei atashmish, which are all references to the clay, the limbs that are used for reproduction. Amar uba'artzachem lo sasu. The Torah adds, do not do this in your land. Uba pirush alav, and we learn from that phrase, kol sheba'artzachem lo sasu. Anything in your land, meaning in your lands and all creatures in your lands, klomar lo yasazos be Yisrael, o pirusha mikol min shabartzachem lo sasu, any being v'chol shabartzenu yichlo ha'adam v'heima v'chol balechayim, all of them, and this is not limited to Eretz Yisrael. Mishar sheha mitzvah, continues the mitzvah. What is the shorash behind this mitzvah? The iser of sirus. We'll mention two ideas. One is right here. Mishar sheha mitzvah. Lefisha Hashem baruchu bara ulamo betachlis hashlimos. The Torah, Hashem created the world in complete perfection. Every detail of the world is part of a complete unit. Lo chaser v'lo yeser bo davar mikol aroy lios bo l'shlemuso. There's nothing missing. There's nothing lacking in the entire world. Everything is perfect. There's nothing extra, and there's nothing missing. V'haya meritzono ubirech ba'alei achayim lios amparim v'ravim. And with Hashem's ratzon to create beings that reproduce. Every creature in the world has the power of reproduction. And not only do they have the power of reproduction, when it comes to humans, he not only gave them the power, but he commanded them. He even commanded the male human beings on this. And all of this is so that the world will continue to regenerate itself, so to speak, with the help of Machadish B'chol Yom Tamid. She'im lo kein, because if this power would not exist, yeah, min kala achar shahamaves machaleot v'ahem, then the species will just end and die after death. But instead of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the power of reproduction to all beings in the world. The Chinuch mentioned that only the males have the mitzvah. We discussed that at length back in Mitzvah Aleph, Mitzvah Puravu, that females do not have the mitzvah. We mentioned then the Meshech Chachma, who says that there can never be a mitzvah that is inherently painful. We're not talking about Bris Milah, which might be an exception, or a defining type of mitzvah, but all other mitzvahs, the other 248, besides that one, the 247, there are none that are inherently painful, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot command women in the mitzvah of Puravu, because that is painful. And Derachecha Darchei Noam, says the Meshech Chachma. But to counter that, he gave them the motherly instinct to want to have children. Okay, but that was just what we discussed then, and as alluded to here, V'gamtziva HaZacharim, the males are commanded. And therefore, says the Chinuch, V'alkein, HaMafsid Klei HaZera, if somebody destroys reproductive organs, Mar ebenafsho, he is showing with his actions, kemishu who cuts b'maisa bore. It's as if he finds God's world disgusting and God's world inappropriate. And I don't think this should be the case. It's as if you're denying creation. It's similar to what has been discussed in the Isser of Kilayim, where one is playing God. I think God left something out. So here, I think there's something extra. I don't think it's good that a person or an animal has the ability to reproduce, and therefore a person is destroying it. That is the first idea of the Isser that the Chinuch mentioned. There is another idea that the Chinuch mentions not here, but later on in the Mitzvah Taf Kuf Nun Tes, Mitzvah 559, where the Isser there is that a Saris, one who was castrated, a Saris is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. It's not allowed to marry a Jew. So the Poskim, when they talk about these issues, they talk about both the creation of a Saris and who a Saris is allowed to marry. These two Mitzvahs are discussed in consonance. Reish Tzadik Aleph and Tav Kuf Nun Tes, later on in Parshas Kiseitse. But there the Chinuch mentions what's the shorish behind the mitzvah of the Isser Nisuin to Asaris, Misharshia Mitzvah, and this has to do with us as well. Laharchik Mimenu Levilti Afsid Kleazer Bishum Sad. It's kind of like a siyug. You're not allowed to marry so that people won't destroy the Kleazera, the reproductive organs, because they'll know that they won't be able to marry anybody. Kiyadua, as is known by Melachim, many non-Jewish cults and non-Jewish sects, they specifically castrate those who are close to the king in order to protect the king, in order to keep the king's women solely for the king. So it's commonly done, especially in older and ancient civilizations. The Yeshman HaZachar Mabachusim Shirot Simbadavar. And there are even those that would want to have siras done to them, kidei lezakos b'shulchan hamelach ulaharviach mamon, in order to put themselves in good favor with the king. Look what I did for you. You have nothing to worry about. Va'anachnu amakodesh b'daitinu shekal aseres b'dei adam. But we know, and here the Chinuch is alluding to a distinction within the world of saris that applies to that mitzvah taf kuf nun tes, that only aseres b'dei adam is aser for a bas yisrael to marry, not aseres b'dei shemayim, not someone who was born that way. Va'anachnu, but says the Chinuch there, we stay away from all such behavior. Yipasal miyitchaber od im bas yisrael umi lasheves bayis oder and therefore, says the Chinuch, that is another reason behind the mitzvah of Saris, because to keep us away from what the Umos HaOlam do. This is common practice in many different circles, and we must keep away from such abhorrent behavior, destroying, and therefore it is Asr. So those are the two ideas that we mentioned, Peshem the Chinuch. Number one, as we have here, it's denying and reflecting that I'm not happy with God's world, and number two, keeping away from the Umos HaOlam. That is the Isser of Saris. The Minchas Chinuch mentions in Os Vav that besides the Isser of Saris, if somebody is Misaris, if somebody destroys the Klezera of a man, of an animal, but he also violates the Isser of Chavala, which we'll have later on also, but the Minchas Chinuch says, just keep that in mind, the Isser of wounding a fellow man. If he does Sirus in a way that wounds, so he also violates Chovel B'Chaver, which will impact the Onesh. We're going to see later on, the last paragraph, that the Chinuch is going to mention that one gets Malkus for the Isser of Sirus. But if one also violates the Isser of Chavala, it could be that they are going to have to pay. And as we know, Eino Loke Umeshalim. So it could affect the Onesh depending on the amount, the price tag that we could put on the Chavala. That is the discussion of the Menchas Chinuch and Ozvav. But we continue. Says the Chinuch, Midini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Masha Amru Zechronim Levracha, Sha'afilu Lomar Lagoy, L'Sareis Behem Mashal Yisrael Aser. Even to tell a non-Jew to be Misaris an animal, it is Aser. This is the Gemara in B'Metzia Daf Tzadik, where the discussion of Amir La'akum is brought up, and it comes up in various Isurim. The Gemara there talks about the Isur of Chasima, having a non-Jew muzzle an animal. It talks about the Isur here of Sirus. The root discussion, the root issue behind the discussion, we mentioned this before a couple of days ago actually, is that this Isur of Sirus might be a result-oriented mitzvah and not a Maisa-oriented mitzvah. Similar to what we discussed a couple of days ago in Mitzvah Reish Pei Zayin, when we discussed the Isur of inflicting a wound on an animal. That also might be result-oriented, and that's why it could be also d'oraisa for me to tell a non-Jew, or can they also daraisa for me to do the act al yidei grama, even though in many halachic contexts, grama goes down a level. In Hilchos Shamos, grama is only asur drabanan. In other places, grama is only asur drabanan, mechikas Hashem, of if somebody has the Shem Hashem written on his body, and he goes to a mikvah, he takes a shower. So that is, the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, that is grama is asur drabanan, but it could be in certain contexts, it is asur daraisa, if the result is what's asur, and not the act itself. So we mentioned in Reish Pei Zayin, the Isser of Mum, inflicting a Mum on an animal. That is one example of Grama could be Usser. And here too, where it says Usser, there's a discussion whether that's Usser Daraisa or Usser Darabana, but it could be Usser Daraisa. The Menachas Chinuch is somewhat bothered, Inos Hey, about this, because the same verb that is used in the Torah by, for example, Hilchas Shabbos or Hilchas Mechikas Hashem, Asiya is used here, Uba Artzachem Lo Sasu. So you should say that Grama is excluded. So he's bothered by that in Osei, at the end of Osei, but he leaves it at Tzarachian. Either way, it is seems to be Asar Yidei Grama, and it's the Feirish Asar in the Gemara, Al Yidei Eino Yehudi. Avalim Lacha, Goy Me'atzmo V'Siris Osa, if a non-Jew just takes my animal and Misaris it, Mutal Lacha B'yat Mi'adav Lacha Osa, I could use it. It doesn't become Asar B'hana if I didn't command him. V'im Harim Yisrael, if the Jew, though, applies tricks, if a non-Jew is there and I just say, you know what, I really wish, you know, my animal would be neutered, I really wish, you know, the halacha says that I can't do it, but I wish if somebody does, and I give the impression that I would love to have it done, like those ma'arim and those tricksters do, in that case, in a case where we know Jew A hinted to the guy, then we are konis him drabanan and we make him give it away or sell it. But we're mekel in the knas, he can even give it to his independent son. He just can't give it to his bnei katan who still lives with him. This issue of a non-Jew doing it is going to come up very importantly when we talk about bnei Noach in a couple of minutes. But what we have just been talking about is the isser of a Jew and having a guy do it on behalf of a Jew. Whether a guy himself is included, that we'll get to in a couple of minutes. First, let's continue. The Gamash Amr, the Gemara says, which comes up Lamaisa, Gamkein, Sha Misari Sacha Misari Schayev. There's even an isser to do siris after partial siris is already done. That comes up Lamaisa. If somebody has already damaged genitalia and damaged koach hahazra, so is there any limited isser involved? We paskin that if there's still any type of power left, so then siris still would be usser. Siris achar siris. Skip to the next paragraph. A very important line. Umash amur zechonim levracha. Shamisareis esana keva. Bein ba'adam bein b'sharmin and pater. Chazal say that siris only applies to males. But when it applies to females, that does not apply. It is pater. Seems like Rov Rishonim hold that Siris of an Akeva is at least Asur Durabanan. It could even be an Isser Asay. There's a Vilna Gaon that seems to say that it's an Isser Asay, but at least it's Asur Durabanan. And therefore, there would still be certain Isurim. Umasha Amru. Shahamashke, Ikarn lo Adam al-Shar B'yus Kelasaris and Asur. The Chinuch mentioned that not only is direct mutilation Asur, but even drinking something that will cause impotence. Mashke Ikarin lo Adam, that also would be Asur. There, it's not on the same level, Ein Lokin al-Alzeh. This is not the ultimate Isur, you wouldn't get Malkus for this, but it would be Asur. There's a Machlokus we've shown him, whether it's Daraisa, whether it is Durabanan. V'chein, or here's the case of Grama. Hamoshe if somebody puts somebody else into a situation where their will be destroyed, again, one does not get Malkus. Is it Daraisa without Malkus? Is it Drabanan? A discussion in the Rishonim. But either way, all of these are somewhat usser. The Isha Muteris Lushos Kosi Karin Shemisaris and Osash Letelet. A woman is allowed to drink Kosi Karin. Meaning, the non-direct Isser is Muter. Why? The Chinuch adds, Shahanashim ain't a mitzuvah sapiria verivya. Kamosha kasafti, but mitzvah rishonashim a sefer. Women are not mitzuvah. The Minchas Chinuch is not happy with this line. It can't be, the Minchas Chinuch says in Oz Gimel, that anyone who is not mitzuvah in piri verivya is mutter because animals aren't mitzuvah in piri verivya. And animals have, there's an isser to be Masari's animals. So says the Minchas Chinuch, V'din Siris, Eino Tali B'mitzvahs Piri B'Rivya Klal. Thus the Saris Kol Mini Be'Vachayim. It can't be that we take this Sefer Chinuch totally seriously. Ultimately, says the Minchas Chinuch, the Zeris HaKasif, why women are not excluded. It's not directly connected to Pru Urevu. But, he says, even without the Gzeres HaKasav, it would be less of an issue, says the Minchas Chinuch, because of the Puravu issue. Maybe that's what the Chinuch means. But either way, we generally assume that a woman is Usur, but on a lower level, Pashas Drabanan, which would have major ramifications in terms of a woman having any type of operation, Litzarech Refu, as we'll talk about by the Shem soon. Whenever there is any type of Tzarech, if there is an Isur D'Araisa involved, it's much more tenuous to be able to get a heter than if it is only Usur D'Rabanan. This mitzvah applies always, b'chol makom, all places, b'chol dam, b'zacharim u'b'nekevis, males and females. Neither of them. Even a female has an isur d'araisa to be misaris a male. Avalo atzman, because she karim, not themselves. But in order to do it to males, it is usur. So the chinuch says, zacharim and nekevis. What about b'nei noach? He does not say explicitly. Usually, when b'nei noach are included, he mentions it. So it could be that he is saying that B'nai Noach are not included. This is a machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Vav, and it's a machlokes we've shown him. Today is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Evan Ezer, Simen Hay, where this is discussed, the issue of Nisuin is discussed. Simen Hay Sif Yudalid, both days are quoted there, whether a non-Jew is Mitzuvin or not. Big discussion, this comes up with Maisa, where someone has a pet. Someone has a pet and they want their pet to be neutered for various reasons. Maybe if it's even for the health of the animal. Are we allowed to give it? Are we allowed to neuter? No, it's usur daraisa for a Jew to do it. Can a Jew give their pet to a non-Jewish veterinarian in order to neuter? So, point number one is that, well, it depends what if b'nei noach are usur daraisa or usur darabanan. If b'nei noach are usur daraisa, then it's lifnei iver av daraisa. If it's Drabanan, then there's a little more flexibility, because it's lifnei iver av nisa drabanan bimakom, if it's for the health of the animal, so maybe there we can find it tzarech, but there are many rishonim say it's daraisa, so that heter does not work. So generally we assume one cannot give it directly to a non-Jew in order to take care of. But there are other ways to take care of it. Some poskim suggest that we should give it to a non-Jew, that the non-Jew should own it. The Ramah says this, but there is there in Sifhei and Eben Ezer, if we give it to Bailus, the ownership to a non-Jew, and we tell him to give it to another non-Jew to neuter, so then that would work, because that's lifnei lelifnei, or amira da amira, that is separate, too many steps removed. That's what some suggest. Rabbi Jackler quotes in an article in one of the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Societies, in volume 23, he quotes that many contemporary poskim that he quotes spoke to, Reuven Feinstein, Rav Herschel Schechter, Rabbi Bleich, are not exactly happy with this suggestion. And they said maybe if it's purely to alleviate suffering of the animal. But most of the time, much of the time, the reason that our owners want this is just so that their animal doesn't become pregnant, so then maybe that's not a good enough reason. So there are other suggestions that are made, both being the indirect method. There are, the best solution seems to be that there are ways to neuter an animal without physically destroying any of their organs, just to make them impotent. So in those ways, there's no issur of siris in that way, especially if many of the times this is done to the females and not to the males. And in that way, we already said that most of Sarah said it's a Durabanan. Rav Unterman, in one of the Otsara Poskim volumes, suggests maybe if we just do it al-Ide Grama, meaning we just cause the blood to stop flowing to the Beitzim of the animal. So maybe that Ide Grama would be a lower level. But either way, this is a very serious issue. If somebody has this situation come up, one has to ask their Posek in terms of what to do. But again, one of the issues is whether B'nai Noach are included. The last line of the Chinuch, over Aleha, the serious echem, he called me a bale chayim, bein adam and bein bavo, bein dorm et man loka. If somebody violates this directly, so then it doesn't matter if the animal is kosher, not kosher, person, one gets malchus. Again, this is a huge discussion. We're not getting into much of the lamaisa, but many times, if there is a need for an operation, the poskim discuss what is called a need and how one should do it. Just for example, Rav Moshe has 10 tshuvas in a row in Eben Ezra, Chelek Dalet, regarding a woman who the doctors say cannot become pregnant again. It'll be a danger to her. She already got a few cesareans. If they have another cesarean, it's a problem. So Rav Moshe discusses the different levels of, is it better just to use a certain type of birth control, or is it better to actually do Siris? If there's a possibility of birth control, Pastus, that seems to be better in Rav Moshe's view. What happens if there is a case that the roshes imutul asaris ishamapa shenola vlashino karoi? If a woman already had a sick baby, could you do seeress for the future? Moshe says no, can't do that unless it's that's not enough of its sorah in order to do seeress. But in the following tshuva, he has a case where a woman is mefachedes; she is scared to have children because she had a number of children already with a terrible illness, and her Moshe says she should just try to take certain medicines in order to calm down. But her Moshe says at the end of the tshuva, after I wrote my letter, I spoke to this woman and I see she's mamish takanas nefashis. And because of that, I saw she's going totally crazy. I was mad to her. V'kawati la b'telephone. V'nikar ha'yeshuhu emes. V'itarti la'so siris zemi pshum pikuach nefesh. So again, if there are extreme cases, then obviously there are heterim. There are more kulis for women than for men, as we said. In terms of a woman, if there's any type of chash of uterine cancer, rachmana litzlan, there are various issues that are taken into account by the poskim. Again, these are issues. There are heterim in certain cases where there is a need. The Shevet Alevi, for example, has a discussion in Chelek Chesem and Reis Lamech Vav about somebody who had to undergo chemo, and the chemo affected his Kalach Hazrod. Does that make him a Petsua Daka in terms of living with his wife? So he says, no, that does not create Petsua Daka. It wasn't directly done to that area of the body, and it might be called Bidei Shamayim because the sickness was Bidei Shamayim. So again, all of these are very serious issues, and Rachmana Litzlan, one has to ask a Shaila whenever any of these issues might come up. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue next time as we finish the issue for now of Siris.